summer, 'neath the tent in the old oak grove. She was there for to fetch some water. She didn't even know what a spell she wove. She was there for to fetch some water for the horses they rode so far, and some eggs for her dear old daddy, for he was the baker at the county fair. Providence, or fate I'd say, had led me to this place. Here I am beneath the trees with an angel face to face. I tried to speak, but my words did falter. I tried to tell her how I did feel. She looked at me and her eyes were shining, but she turned around and walked back to her father's field. Well, I watched her go and my mind was spinning. I couldn't let her leave without a word, so I called to her in a voice still trembling. I wonder if she noticed me or even heard. To my surprise, she turned and smiled, and I felt my heart beat like the rushing tide. She said, "Young man, will you come with me and help me with these things back to my father's side?" I stood amazed by beauty fair and a soft and lovely voice. I knew right then my life had changed, and I knew I had no choice. I found the words and my voice was steady. I said, "Fair maid, it would be a delight to help you with your chore so heavy, to help you with these things back to your father tonight." So across the lawn we were set to travel. I smiled as she took me in her lily white hand, her fingers in mine and her touch so gentle, and my legs, they were so weak that I could barely stand. She laughed out loud when the clouds had parted and the stars shone down on a clear dark night. We started out for her daddy's wagons, and we knew right then for us that it was love at first sight. I thought back to this fine day that started out so sore, would end up with a bride to be and a love forevermore. We strolled along in the soft white moonlight, hand in hand, and our hearts were one. She with the eggs and I with the water, and the magic of that moonlight night had only begun. Well, we came upon her warm encampment, and we met her daddy sitting by the stove. He looked at me with some suspicion, but she quickly said to him that we were both in love. He looked again and with hesitation, he bid me welcome and he offered his hand. I said, "Kind sir, I'm in love with your daughter, and we wish to wed as you can understand." He said, "Young man, you are no rogue, and that is plain to see. I do believe she has chosen well, so my blessing I give to thee." Wedding bells rang just 1 week later, family and friends, they all were there. Now it's been many years since that fine summer, and we're still just as happy as we were at the fair.